Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is going to be a holiday edition, and let's take a look on how this is going to go.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen. Dr. Jay Allen on Safety FM. This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, thank you for taking a listen to Safety FM. And I know that this is the version that we're recording for the holidays, or we can say Christmas, because it's actually the 25th of December. Anyways, as we go forward here, don't know where to start. It's been a very interesting year, to say the least. I just really wanted to jump on and talk about, you know, some of the great things that have occurred. And the way that I look at this is, you know, we can sit here and have the conversation related to, hey, let's do a best of show. But I don't really think a lot of us want to listen to a best of show. If we wanted to listen to the existing episodes, we could always just jump right back and take a listen to what's inside of the podcatchers. That's the easier version to do it. What I really wanted to do was just sit here today and just tell you how thankful I am for a lot of the things that have occurred over the last year. And of course, we're always going to revolve around a lot of the things that are related to safety, so that's not going to change. But as we talk today, I really wanted to focus on some of the people that were willing to take the risk and go ahead and jump onto this crazy journey with me. And some of the people that had no idea who I was and said, okay, let's do this. And let's start off with Dr. Tim Ludwig from Insights into Your Safety Culture. He agreed to allow me to air his podcast on safetyfm.live or safetyfm.com without really even knowing me. And I mean, and of course, that, you know, that's an immense risk for someone who's unknown. So I've always been appreciative of Dr. Tim Ludwig in regards to allowing me to do so. And that was followed directly by this gentleman.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
So this gentleman right here, Dr. Todd Conklin, decided to take a risk and allow me to air the pre-accident investigation on Safety FM. So, I mean, these were risks that people didn't have to take. And then the interview with Jill James occurred. And Jill James hosts the Accidental Safety Pro, allowed me to air her show on Safety FM. So I really do appreciate the groups of people that decided to take the risk and allow me to air their podcast or their shows directly on safetyfm.live. Now, let's be realistic. A lot of these things would not be possible without the listeners. And the listeners play a crucial factor into exactly what we do here at Safety FM. If we don't have you guys listening, it doesn't really serve a lot of purpose to have these episodes out there. So I appreciate you guys going out there, taking a listen to safetyfm.live, and listening to the podcast and the different podcasts that are out there. As we continue to move forward, there's really, you know, a lot of things that have happened over the last year. There's been tons of listens to the podcast. I've been impressed in some of the rankings that we ended up getting. I was amazed when we were able to be on the education podcast list, and then we made it into the top 200 of Apple Podcasts. And I know this is not related to safety at the moment, but also it was just one of those things that was pretty amazing. So as we move forward together, I don't want to forget where we started and where we're going. So as we move forward with Safety FM, the podcast and the broadcast, I want to say thank you to a lot of people that are behind the scenes. And I want to mention thank you, number one, to our advertiser. The first advertiser that actually jumped on board and really has sponsored us throughout is Safety Focus Moment. They've been a sponsor from the very beginning, so I'm thankful and grateful for that. Also, we had Avatar Management System. And I had done work with them in the past and working for a different company, so I was really excited when they decided to sponsor and come on. And then I want to say thank you to Audible. As you heard a few weeks ago, Audible went ahead and they sponsored us. And keep in mind, you know, I look at it, we're a small show, but sometimes I forget how many listeners we have and some of the rankings that we get. So I really do appreciate Audible jumping on and sponsoring us. And I was amazed that they even gave us our own code, you know, audible.com/safetyfm. So that was pretty impressive. So I was really appreciative of all of that. And I also want to say thank you. And this person hasn't been a sponsor, but they have been great in regards of assisting us in regards of how some of the sounds come across and just really helping us with our overall aspect of how the creative is done. And I would like to thank Mike Russell and his team for Music Radio Creative. They've been instrumental to the overall sound of the podcast. And last but not least, I want to be thankful to these two special women in my life. To my daughter, for allowing me all this time of jumping around and kind of not being able to be at some of her functions in regards to recording some of these broadcasts and podcasts. And to my wife, who has been by my side the whole time and really encouraged me to proceed on with my dreams of doing this podcast and broadcast. Without her, this would have never been possible. The countless nights in regards of me going into the studio and really doing these recordings and not being available, or when I'm actually off into these dark corners, you know, writing out scripts and getting all these things prepared or recording phone calls. So I do appreciate everything that she's done, and she does a lot of work in the background, doesn't take a lot of credit in regards to what goes on with the podcast. So thank you. I love you, and I appreciate you being so understanding of me doing this, something that I've wanted to do for a very long time. And thank you to the listeners once again. I mean, I really do appreciate it. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to do something that we normally don't do, or we do it, you know, every so frequently. Recently, I took a ride in an Uber. And not that I'm promoting Uber, I'm just referencing that that's what I was taking the ride in. And I ran into this gentleman, and his name was Antonio Combs. And we had a pretty interesting conversation, and he's telling me about his story, where he's been and what has occurred. And he tells me that he was an artist and that he's a rapper and things have went kind of different for him. And now he's driving Uber because the music thing, it wasn't that it fell out. It was more along the lines of he had some production issues with the producer, if I remember the story exactly. And he had released several songs. And it was pretty interesting because he had some pretty good songs once I actually got home and was able to listen to them. And I got in contact with him and I asked him, would it be okay if I actually played some of the songs on Safety FM? Antonio Combs, who goes by Eno Combs, has allowed me, he pretty much gave me access to his library. But as I looked at it, there was a song in particular that was called You've Got It. And I wanted to play it. And I know that, you know, it's, I'm not going to say it's Christmas themed because it's definitely not a Christmas themed song. But I want you to take a listen here on Safety FM and tell me what you think. What do you think about the sound of Eno Combs? And then we'll come back right after this.
Safety FM.
See, baby, I could take this 10 years back before you had that fresh pool water running down your back. Look at us now. When you single in a fat boy, true. Even worse when you broke in a black boy. Facts. I even contemplated selling crap, boy. I love to eat, got big feet like I'm Shaq, boy. Yeah. No tattoos, boo, and I never smoke. Never. But when it comes to these bars, yeah, I never choke. Never. I hit the club, I post it on the wall. I notice all the bars, but they ain't notice me at all. And losing everything, it was stressing me. All along, though, I knew that God was testing me. More faith, more love, he started blessing me. Now the babes throw me buns like sesame. cold world, no love, I wasn't winning. I'm trying to tell you how I felt in the beginning. All I'm saying is why you came so late. Tell me now why. I met you, I feel like you're my soulmate.
That's right.
Giving up, I wouldn't be nothing. Then you grabbed me by my face and said, I see something. You ain't see a broken boy, you say you saw a king. And just for that, it's all my life, I give you everything. They hate to see us happy though, whip look pistachio. Don't we go together like Luigi and Mario? Stayed in the Hilton, but they never seen Paris. Probably had salad, but they never seen carrots. Selling sex in they soul, stripping on the pole. I know that's how it go, but they never seen marriage. Child support and divorce, switching in between parents. But they life on a scale, it just couldn't be balanced. I was chasing them, they were chasing cheddar. I had 1, 2, and 3, but you were forever. There's 7.5 billion people in the world. Do you understand what that means to be my girl? Less of them and more of us. The world's a better place if it's just the two of us.
FM.
So what did you think about the sound of Eno Cones? I like it. I really do. So what we're going to do is we're going to list a few of his tracks on where you can find him on iTunes, and we're going to post some of his videos and you can take a look at it. So if you do get the opportunity, go to iTunes or wherever you can purchase music and go ahead and buy some of these tracks. And I know that he's listed on Apple Music and Spotify also. But I think, you know, it'll be great if you can help him out in that particular regard of listening to his music. And he has some other songs on there. I want you to discover them on your own and take a listen to, you know, what's out there by Eno Cones. Really great music, overall great guy. So take a listen, enjoy the music by Eno Cones. Anyways, we're going to wrap up this episode of Safety FM. I know we didn't talk a lot about safety, and I was really mostly just showing my gratitude of everything you guys have done throughout the year. So we'll talk again on the mini coming up on Friday. Enjoy your Christmas day. Enjoy the Christmas activities. Enjoy the holidays. Make sure, number one, that you're safe out there. And we're going to be looking forward to what 2019 has for you and for me here on Safety FM. And like I've said in the past, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. Have a happy holiday. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Safety FM. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Wow, how things can change from one week to the next.
Hey, hope everybody out there is staying healthy. I know everything is super crazy. We feel disoriented by the COVID-19 virus. It's more important than ever to stay connected and check in with your loved ones. That's why I'm so happy I've got T-Mobile. Listen, T-Mobile isn't just talking the talk. They're taking measures right now to make life easier for everyone by doing the right thing for their customers during this really critical time. For example, T-Mobile has ensured all current customers with data plans have access to unlimited smartphone data on their network for 2 months. We're all in this together. T-Mobile truly believes that. And while many T-Mobile stores are temporarily closed to help keep customers and employees healthy, they've still got you covered with any help you need. Just check out T-Mobile.com. You can see what stores are still open and how you can manage your account online. Stay safe out there. During congestion, customers using more than 50 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds prioritization, video typically at 480p, capable device required.